Ron had a tech problem.
It's almost Friday. Good morning. I'm Eric Carpenter. This is KCVL, KCRK, Thursday morning. Good to have you with us here on the radio. And, you know, the top guys at Anheuser-Busch, they're still going to be there. They're not going to bite the bullet, but, you know, Bud Light tanking and Jason Aldean shooting up the charts ought to tell these executives something to think about. West Nile virus, leading cause of mosquito-borne disease in the U.S. CDC says there's been 69 human cases of West Nile so far this year, 1,126 cases last year, including 90 deaths. Here in Washington State, we are having a terrible mosquito season, but there are no confirmed West Nile cases in humans. Washington State Department of Health says there have been some confirmed reports of mosquitoes with 15 positives in Yakima County. One positive West Nile mosquito found in Benton County. We're going to keep an eye on that because, of course, Washington State, just with the type of weather that we had earlier in the season, a ton of mosquitoes out there.
You know the name Tempur-Pedic. If you have a bad back, you may already own one. The back pain relief is legendary. I have a secret for you. Tempur-Pedic mattress support system also provides a good night's sleep. You don't have to wait for a bad back. You can get a good night's sleep now. Don't take my word for it. Ask somebody who owns one. Come to Sandra's for a 7-minute test rest and we'll change your life forever. Sandra's Furniture, downtown Caldwell.
All right, do you like to fish? In fact, you like a lot of fish? Starting August 1st, next Tuesday, the Fish and Wildlife are removing the daily limits and size restrictions for game fish on Williams Lake here in Stevens County, just north of Colville. The lake is scheduled for rehabilitation. And so licensed anglers can harvest the game fish, no size limit, no number for daily limits, starting next Tuesday. So you want to go up to Williams Lake, catch all the fish you want to catch, that is fine. And come early spring, the Williams Lake will be restocked. But again, the removal of the daily limits and the size restrictions goes into effect this next Tuesday, runs through October the 1st at Williams Lake.
Caldwell Together, a Main Street program, invites you to the second, fourth Friday on July 28th. This is a family-friendly evening that includes vendors along Main and Astor, an art walk from 3 to 5 p.m., kids' crafts at the library from 3:30 to 5 p.m., and a live concert featuring Top Dollar starting at 5 p.m. in Heritage Court. Thank you to the Vinson Fund for sponsoring the live concert. Last month's Caldwell Together fourth Friday was a blast. Don't miss this one. Come join us downtown for a fun family event.
We did talk with Public Lands Commissioner Hillary Franz this week. Today we hear her message about preventing fires.
We developed a plan to restore 1.25 million acres of forest in central and eastern Washington. This plan got launched in 2018. It was a 20-year plan where our goal was to restore that 1.25 million acres on federal, state, tribal, private land. By the end of this year, we'll have already reached about halfway to our goal and truly achieve our 20-year plan in 10 years. We're seeing as fires burn on the landscape that forest health work is actually working and paying off. It's reducing the size of the fires. It's reducing the destruction to our forests and fish and wildlife habitat. And it's helping us protect the spread so that it isn't harming as many communities. So another success story there. But again, it is hot and dry and it's going to continue to be in every corner of the state. So everybody needs to be one less spark. 90% of our fires are started by humans. And majority of the fires we've had to date, those 1,000 fires, are largely human caused. We need people to really do their part and be one less spark. As we are going into our summer season, it's an active season. We have many, many people out on the landscape enjoying themselves. We want them enjoying themselves, but we want them to do it safely. And we need people to really help not only protect themselves and their communities, but also our firefighters by not starting fires. It's going to be a hot, dry season that's going to go well into November, likely. And the longer our fire season goes on, with the more fires we have, the more exhausted our firefighters get. So we're urging everyone to please do their part and take all necessary steps to prevent these fires in the first place.
All right. Hillary France there, talked with her day before yesterday about the fire issues. Be careful out there. We've been here in our area. We've been very lucky so far. The southern part of the county, Fire District 1, they were busy again yesterday. DNR had to be called in, too. That in the Springdale area. So, again, be careful. Even if you're just mowing the lawn, make sure that, you know, you one rock strike and you could have a spark and ignite the dry grass. So keep an eye out, be careful, and let's not have any fires.
For top-notch service and unmatched choices in insurance products, you can depend on the folks at Guide Insurance Services in Colville for home and auto, farm, life, health, personal, and business insurance policies. Call for a free quote and take advantage of rates, benefits, and services designed to give you more for your money. Call Guide Insurance Services today at 684-5850 or visit them at 621 South Main in Colville.
I tell you what, I mean, sometimes I kind of wonder about our Colville mayor, but he spends a lot of time and there's a lot of things to do. And, well, somebody has to do it. And thank goodness we've got, you know, somebody willing to do the acting mayor stuff. Let's get an update. Colville Mayor Jack Smith talking about the outdoor shelter, manager position there, and a new way to give input on parks and open spaces.
Mayor Jack Smith, just to give you an update, things are proceeding. We're still working to get our facility manager in place there. A couple of roadblocks there, trying to figure out ways to secure insurance and all that, and like in standard contracts. These types of things are very new, the insurance business, and they're not sure how to deal with them. But we got a couple avenues we're approaching. We hope to get that resolved pretty quickly. In the meantime, we got really excellent volunteer support working down there right now. So about 34 people total down to the camp right now. And once we can get our professional manager down there, we think we can clean that up and then start doing some other things just to make that a whole better situation for everybody. Other thing I wanted to address to everybody is we're right in the beginning of a parks, recreation, and open spaces plan. And what that is, the major plan to see for mid to long range what we're going to do at our parks. And the good thing about this is there's a chance for everybody to give their input and what they want to do. One of the opportunities you can have to do that personally is this Friday from 4 to 8 p.m. We'll have a booth downtown at the Fourth Friday event in downtown Colville. And also the next morning, we'll have one near the farmers market set up. That'll be from 9 to 1 p.m. And so you can input, tell them what you think we should have at the park, tell them some ideas you have, and help design the future of the parks and the recreation program for Colville. Also, there's some online opportunities to do some things. And if in all the utility bills this month that go out, you should be receiving There'll be some links to places you can go to kind of map in and draw the kinds of things you want. If you're interested in trails, you can put that in there. If you're interested in specific types of park improvements, you'll be able to put that in there. So a lot of opportunity for public input. We're hoping we get a lot for that so we can move forward with the plan.
All right, there you have it. Colville Mayor Jack Smith. And again, man, a lot of different activities revolve around the city of Colville.
Get ready for the momentous summer sales event at Adams Tractor. For a limited time, we're slashing prices on our complete line of Gravely mowers. Whether you need a residential, commercial, zero-turn, or walk-behind mower, we've got you covered. And the savings, they're out of this world. Enjoy discounts of up to $1,000 off. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to transform your lawn. Visit Adams Tractor's new location in Colville today and make your summer momentous. Adams Tractor, your trusted partner for all your Gravely lawn needs.
A 26-year-old man pleading not guilty to a murder charge, that in connection with a road rage shooting. Mark Smith pleading not guilty in Kitsap County Superior Court, second-degree murder in the death of a 68-year-old Patrick Weems. Smith bail still at $1 million. State Patrol says the shooting stemmed from interactions between the men while driving on Interstate 5. And then the shooting happened after both men had pulled over on State Route 16 in Gorst.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
Well, Rodriguez went 3-for-5 with 2 doubles, a solo home run, and 2 additional runs scored in Wednesday's 8-7 Mariner win over the Twins. Rodriguez now has 3 homers in his last 2 games, extending his hitting streak to 5 games. He's gone 8-for-21 over the 5 games. Moore, he went 3-for-4 at the plate, 2 homers and 4 RBIs. Moore extending Seattle's lead to 2-0 with a solo home run in the 2nd inning before launching a 3-run, 429-foot shot in the 5th inning. Miller getting the win, allowed 6 runs on 8 hits over 5 2/3 innings against the Twins. He struck out 7. Munoz picked up the save last night, day game working around a hit in a scoreless inning. Paul Sewald, he had pitched in Seattle's 2 previous games, so he was not available. Munoz was called upon to work the 9th inning. He maneuvered around a leadoff single, closed out, got the 8-7 win, picked up his 2nd save of the year, his 1st save since opening day. Today it is a travel day for the Mariners. They open a series Friday night in Arizona. Today's local weather forecast brought to you by EasyKnit Fabrics. They're having their 5th Saturday green bag sale. If you bring your green bag, you'll get 20% off whatever fits in the bag. Some exceptions do apply coming up on Saturday. Sunshine and 86 degrees today. Clear skies, a chilly 46 overnight, 88 sunshine Friday, 92 degrees Saturday, 86 Sunday, back up to 86 on Monday, 91 Tuesday, 94 sunshine on Wednesday. We still are going to continue on through next Wednesday. No precipitation in the forecast. You know, if you don't have a green bag already, don't worry about it. You go down to EasyNet. You can get a green bag for $10, and that bag is good for all year long. The fifth Saturday green bag sale coming up on Saturday. No wind on this Thursday morning. The barometer up at 30.15. Starting the morning off at 63 degrees here at the radio station. We do appreciate your joining us. I'm Eric Carpenter. Thursday morning on KCVL, KCRK.